Another wonderful model, the four stages of competence. I believe this originally came in the late 60s and 70s by a management trainer known as Martin Broadwell. He described the model as the four levels of teaching. However, they're also commonly known as the four stages of competence. And I've read here that this was actually in a book in 1973. I've done a bit of research on the dynamics of life skills coaching. So I found it funny that in 1973 there were books on life coaching, and this was one of the common models taught there. Now, this is a beautiful, beautiful model, and you can, of course, write this down. The four stages of competence. Level one is unconscious incompetence. The individual does not understand or know how to do something and does not necessarily recognize a deficit. When I started my journey, I had the EQ of a rock. I had the emotional intelligence of a rock. I didn't know it. I didn't know. I was completely unconscious to it. I was incompetent with empathy and some of the deeper listening skills, and I was unconscious about my incompetence. And a girl bought me a book. I thought I was in. I thought I was picking her up. But she bought me the book, Emotional Intelligence, and she told me, No, Adrian, you're not getting lucky, but you are. I'm not interested in you romantically. I think you need to read this book. And now suddenly I had conscious awareness that I was incompetent. And this moved me up to level two. Level two, conscious incompetence. That's when we recognize, oh, okay, so I don't know how to do EQ. Now, the next thing is, you know, we read the book and we learn. So then we have level three, conscious competence. We understand and we know what we have to do. However, we need to put concentration into it. Okay, now we continue practicing, and we start to focus less and less and hopefully still get the result. So successful practice is when we move from conscious competence into level four, unconscious competence. And this is what we're aiming for in the NLP, where we want you to move towards unconscious competence, where you just find yourself communicating better and better. You will find yourself communicating better and better. And you will find yourself communicating better and better to yourself and with others. Okay, so let's look at EQ overall. EQ, I was unconsciously incompetent of it. I realized I moved to level two. I was consciously incompetent of it. I started to try. I became consciously competent. And then I started to do it naturally and unconsciously, moving to level four, unconscious competence. In the NLP world, we're going to talk about eye patterns at some point. And most people are unconsciously incompetent in recognizing and translating the eye patterns. Okay, and then they're going to recognize it, level two, and then level three, they're going to be consciously doing it, and then they're going to move to level four where they just unconsciously do it. After our NLP course, you will find yourself transformed, but a lot of your communication, like watching eyes, will automatically move from level one all the way to level four. And hey, that change for communication is priceless. You're so lucky to be here. You're going to learn so much.